time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Middle of Winter Global Warming Advocate.
Mr. Middle of the Winter Global Warming Advocate.
For years you've warned us about man-made global warming and gotten national exposure. Now the nation is being exposed to blinding blizzards and record low temperatures.
Carbon footprints in the snow.
The heck with ice caps. I need to melt my sidewalk.
Polar bears are moving in next door, yeah.
So the next time you see some expert pontificating about a warmer planet while shivering and wiping the frozen snot from his mustache, don't laugh, but lend a snow shovel to Mr. Middle of Winter Global Warming Advocate, a real American hero.
Mr. Middle of the Winter Global Warming Advocate.
I'd give you a lift to somewhere warm, but I only have a gas-guzzling SUV. Sorry.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 7th. We're coming at you at the speed of sound.
Whoa!
We would try the speed of light, but it's only radio.
Speed of sound. Which one's faster, speed of light or sound?
Light is a lot faster. There's nothing faster than light.
Let me think about that real quick.
No, it's true.
No, I'm not saying it's not.
I don't remember how many thousands of miles per second it goes, but God, I used to know that. But at any rate, sound is a lot slower. That's why, you know, When you see lightning and then the thunder follows later, they happen at the same time. They just arrive.
Guess Sam really wasn't lying about the whole meteorologist stuff.
I was not lying, man.
He said he studied
I
some
know
of
my
stuff.
Shit.
Latent heat. Well, you know, it's interesting with the creationist theory, thinking, you know, like the whole, if you believe in, you know, God spoke, let there be light.
Right.
Tell me if you know anything about this. That, I'm going to so butcher this, but that scientifically... sound never really goes away. It just diminishes.
Mm-hmm.
And becomes, like, vibrations become smaller, 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 smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're coming up with, have you heard of quarks?
Yes.
You have heard of quarks.
Of course.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which basically are sound particles? No, what are they?
No, they make
matter.
Up the atom.
They make up the atom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're elements that make up the...
But they said that they study that quarks are like vibrations. They're like,
uh-huh.
They're sound.
Their sound? They make sound when they move?
No, but they're basically, they're tiny, tiny, obviously, tiny, tiny, tiny
right.
sound particles.
Uh-huh. I never heard that one before, but then again, I can't argue until I verify.
Yeah, you can. I do it all the
time.
We
always verify.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's true, though, because I know that energy never dissipates. It just converts itself from one form to the other, you know.
Well, and I just think it's interesting if it's true that, you know, things were spoken into existence. Like, if you believe God said, let there be light, and created the world through speech of some sort, and I'm sure it's metaphorical on some level,
mm-hmm.
And then it came into existence, and how people talk about, you know, the concept of speaking things into existence, which I believe in partially, not fully. I don't believe that you could just say, oh, give me a jet, and you get a jet. Mm-hmm. I just mean, like...
But if you want light, there'll be light.
Kind of, yeah.
The
like,
hell with jets, but,
yeah,
but I'll give you light.
I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I mean, it's a cool story. You know, I like, I like that story. But, you know, which brings me to another thing I was thinking about the other day. Adam and Eve, right?
Uh-huh. Let's talk about it.
Now,
what about it?
They, Oh, you know when they use the fig leaves and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my question is this. How did they know...
How to sew?
No. How to be embarrassed or ashamed of being naked? You know, I mean, the tree of knowledge, fine. You know, it let them realize they're naked and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But what's embarrassing about that? I think that these are notions that were put into kids' minds, and then later on they grow up to adults.
Well, it depends on how you interpret it. I mean, if you think about nakedness, it's not necessarily like you hate your body. It could be more the feeling of exposed.
Right.
You're not covered.
Right.
Like, there's
but
something...
But where would they have gotten the idea that you have to be covered? That's what I'm saying.
Well, because... I think that maybe there was a atmosphere that was created in the Garden of Eden for them to dwell fully naked in a perfect unity between the two of them and God.
Mm-hmm.
And that when that unity was broken or severed, there's a certain kind of atmosphere shift that changed. And so that covering that they felt with God and that intimacy and that oneness, I think, was severed, and they felt the nakedness. Again, it could be metaphorical of the sense of, you know, there's now a division between God and man, and that there is not just a physical nakedness. There's this exposure, this lack of covering, that lack of intimacy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So although I see some of it as literal, I also see it as kind of a bigger picture of, you know, the fellowship of man and God kind of being broken.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. If you invoke God in a conversation, then you're always going to find answers. You
well,
know?
I mean, we're talking about it.
No, no, I know, but it's the easier way out. You know,
I'm not bringing it into a context that we're talking about a car getting fixed. I'm bringing God into it. You asked me about Adam and Eve, so yeah. I think it's appropriate. But I'm just saying it's the way you interpret the scriptures. And I do think that, you know, though nakedness and it's not necessarily so much as shamed as it could be. It could be shame in the sense of maybe there's shame for what they did, breaking the law or the rule or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be, you know, like, again, exposed, not covered. You know what I mean? Like, we as humans, like, we like naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But very few people just want to, like, walk around naked all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are cool with it. But, like, in certain contexts, you're like, yeah, I'll walk around naked, you feel comfortable. But in other contexts, think about being naked all the time. It's not just, oh, naked, sexual parts. It's more just the sense of, like, completely exposed.
Right.
Completely vulnerable.
Right. But if you look at animals, it doesn't matter to them that they are.
Because I think we're not just animals, right?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not. But that's what I'm saying. I think the idea of clothes in general, you know, I mean, you know, obviously it's going to protect you from the elements and stuff, but at the same time, you know, people often dress just to stay decent, so-called, you know. So, I don't know. It just crossed my mind the other day, so.
Well, and I think about it. I mean, I think it kind of makes sense, too, because, you know, what we want and what our body wants sometimes are not always in line.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're... You know, I mean, this is just a theory. It's kind of like a protection thing, too. Like, if you're trying to protect yourself from certain attention, if we were all naked, you know. I mean, maybe it would diffuse because everybody's naked and nobody would care.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I don't know, but I also think, too, like, you know, there's a privacy and there's something private about it. But not, like, shameful, but, like, you know, private.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
You know, it doesn't answer my question, but. You know,
well, I mean, I mean,
there's a lot of questions. That's
I didn't
one
expect
of the smaller,
to. We're just theorizing.
That's one of the smaller questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so the guy from WikiLeaks, have you been following that at all?
What's WikiLeaks?
We talked about it the other day. That's the guy that released all the secret documents of the
U.S.
government.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and,
I'm with you.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of that, Kira. I mean, that's all they talk about out there, you know? I
WikiLeaks?
Mean, that is like major fucking damage, you know? I mean, they keep on releasing all kinds of classified information.
You guys see how Sam's schooling me on what I got to be up on for LA Talk Radio, Sam
exactly.
and Kara in the morning?
Someone's got to read the paper.
Somebody knows a little bit about meteorology, and now they're trying to take it to a different level. Okay, Sam, tell me all about it. So, you know, I'm here for comic relief. What do I know?
Okay, so this guy named Assange, okay, Julian Assange,
uh-huh.
Apparently he's from Australia, but... you know, he's released all these classified documents and really, really causing a lot of damage to the U.S. government, to other governments or allies, but it can't be stopped. So
how come they can't stop? I have a hard time believing that CIA can't get up in there.
How are you going to stop it? He hasn't been charged with any crime yet because they can't prove that he's the one that stole all the material. You know, apparently somebody else
stole it. But they can stop him from uploading it, right?
No, they can't because, you know, first of all, The hosting companies that had his website kicked him out. So he found new companies to do it with. Besides, now there's mirror sites. So what people do is they set up sites that mirror his, that are an exact copy of his. And, you know, they grow like mushrooms after the rain. You know, it's like you can't stop it.
Mushrooms, you know? After the rain. I've never heard that.
You never heard that before?
That mushrooms grow fast after the rain?
Yeah.
Because you would know, Sam.
Yeah. but no, that's true, you know. So now they're finding other ways to extradite him to Sweden, because apparently he was charged with forced sexual, you know, probably rape. They don't call it rape, but sexual assault maybe on two women in Sweden without their consent. So they're trying to arrest him for that. And yesterday he turned himself in to the British government, and they're arranging to extradite him. So what I'm saying is, my nose is itching this morning. What I'm saying is that it doesn't matter what they do with him. The damage has been done already.
So, yeah. So what do we know about the, what do we know that we shouldn't know?
We shouldn't know anything, really. I mean, there's all kinds of like important locations for the military and, you know, communications between, allies and the United States. Mm. A lot of damaging material, a lot. That's, you know, material that's not supposed to be public for national security reasons, you know?
Mm.
So some people are, up in arms about this.
I just wouldn't screw around with that stuff. I mean, like...
I know. But, you know, I mean, can you imagine taking on the U.S. government? But some people, you know, they don't care. I mean, look how famous he's gotten. But now they're saying he threatens a poison pill.
What's a poison pill?
That's when someone, you know, gets arrested or get caught and they kill themselves before they can be interrogated. You know, they just take poison.
This is all forms of crazy, man.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. You know that spies have that. You know, they're required to spies, I think, in the military as well. If you're caught, you can choose to kill yourself so you don't give out any information.
I mean, at what point do you, who signs up for these jobs? You know what? I like the one that
it's
always...
It's not a job.
They're like, hey, sign me up for the job where I'm between a rock and a hard place. That one's the fun one.
Yeah.
Put me as a spy and either it works or I take some strychnine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So, so this is interesting because they always find, you know, if you can't convict him on or charge him with espionage or whatever... you're going to catch him for sexual assault or something, you know? Just like with Al Capone, they could never prove he was killing anybody, but they finally got him on tax evasion. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What was his thing, Al Capone?
He was
a robber, right?
He was a big mafia guy.
Oh, and he killed people?
Yeah.
But they couldn't prove it?
No.
Because,
you know, I mean, maybe he never killed them with his own hands, you know, but he had people doing his work for him. So, you know.
And they got him for a red light, a speeding ticket, you're in jail.
No, for tax evasion.
That's what they did with, what was it, John Lennon? From the Beatles, I think it's John Lennon. Mm. How he was just getting very, like, socially activist in his music and, mm-hmm. you know, protests and things like that. And... anyway, he became all of a sudden like annoying to the government, and they got him deported.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came back I think eventually, but he got deported.
Wow, I don't remember that story.
Yeah.
But since I don't remember, I can't argue it, so or argue against it. But it doesn't sound right. I don't know. He may have been sent to Britain because I think he owed taxes there. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah, a lot of you know. Bands from the British invasion and that were running away really from the high taxation in Britain. So they were coming out here because the taxes were really, really high, like 80-90% of what they were making.
Oh, in
England, yeah.
It's so crazy. It's like, why get up? It just takes away people's will to even want to work.
Yeah.
Create or anything, you know?
I know. When you think about it, you know, I mean, if we pay 20-25% of our money for taxes, that means that, you know, we work like, 70-80 days of the year just for the government.
Mm. Well, that's not that bad. We're getting close to 50% here in the U.S.
Well, it depends how much money you have.
It depends on what you make, and then it also depends on property taxes and sales taxes.
Right.
You add that up, it's about 50% for some people. It is.
Right. But what many people don't realize is we actually have some of the lowest taxes
in
the world.
As they should be. They should be lower than they are, I think, personally. But, you know, they should be. We're a capitalistic society. We're not built on...
Yeah, but who's going to fund everything? You know, I mean, the thing is
no, that... but you can do straight across taxing as opposed to, like, you know, sliding scales and income. You could. There's other ways to do it. You know?
Yeah, but...
Put in different sales tax. Everybody pays the same amount or things like that, you know. Like, Texas doesn't have an income tax.
No, but the thing is that when everybody pays the same, it's called regressive tax. And then the people that have less money suffer more. That's why they do it sort of progressive, you know.
Well, I just think that it's gotten... I think it's jacked up a bit. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I mean, I have a friend who makes a lot of money, but works... I mean, doesn't make the... Makes a lot of money, but works so hard for every dollar. I mean, it's like constantly on the road, constantly traveling.
Yeah, well, and so does everyone, you know.
Yeah, he paid over $100,000 in taxes 1 year.
Yeah, well, who knows how much he made, you know? That's what you don't know.
But I just think, like, honestly, there's a point where it's, you know, it's called class envy. And it's, oh, let's take more from the rich because there's poor. And I don't think that one has to do necessarily with the other. I think sometimes we just think, oh, the easy thing is what they said, spread the wealth. But I don't think that that's... I don't really think that's the American ideal. I think everybody comes here that does come here, and people are here to, you know, the sky's the limit. And the idea is that just because if you work hard, you succeed, doesn't mean you should be punished for it. And, you know, your money is given to people that some people legitimately need it, which
right.
I'm for the people that need it. But mm-hmm. then there's people that it's bred into mentality and it's enabling and it's the system's very broken. And it,
right.
and that becomes a weight on all the economy and on everyone. And
right.
I think that,
you know, but what would you get if you charge someone the same amount and they don't have the money? You know, you're just going to break them. So,
no, I don't. I think there's a happy medium. I think, you know, building up the sales tax, things like that is different. When every purchase, everybody's paying the same amount as far as the built-in taxing on that.
Right.
I'm not an economist, so I obviously don't have it all figured out. I just think that some of it's broken in that regard. And I think that, you know, the way the money's handled, like mismanagement of it, mm-hmm. as opposed to just taxing.
Right.
And rich people, not all rich people, but most rich people, my friend put it this way. He works for a really big corporation. He goes, you can call them greedy bastards all day long, but they employ people. They create jobs.
Obviously.
You know, and it's like the people, it's like taxing these big companies and stuff. I just, you know, I don't see how it works economically,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's passed down to the small guys.
That's what causes unemployment and stuff. But
the consumer and unemployment, it's both. It's like if you're consuming, you're paying more, or if you're working there, you're getting laid off. Because
mm-hmm.
they're going to make sure that they, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm still saying that our taxes are some of the lowest in the world. And yet, infrastructure that we have. I mean, the highways, you know, the military.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. But
know,
I think
we've got an infrastructure that...
We're the latest. I mean, we are the latest development as far as a country goes, you know, and government. And we're the newest thing. And at the same time, we're not supposed to really be modeling our system off of other people and comparing it because it's completely different. And although I don't think we're perfect, and I definitely think we have our flaws, I mean, that's obvious. The U.S. is not, I mean, there's a major downside to capitalism. There's a major downside to the government that we have. But
right.
the upside is really big, and I think you have to look at it like, okay, you know, I think what's happening is we are looking at other systems and trying to go back to certain ways that don't work, I think, you know. They work for some countries, but not necessarily the U.S. and its magnitude. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Well, obviously, our current government is a lot more socialistic than, you know, than we had before. But at the same time, you know, again, I see the need for taxes.
Oh, I do
how,
too.
You know, how to do it is up for debate, you know. But I mean, there's definitely something to what you're saying. You know, it's just that, you know, sometimes you have to weigh the good and the bad and decide what works, you know.
Yeah, and then there's some people that just don't think that they don't think the trickle-down system. The trickle-down effect works either. They think that, you know, economically, if you do, you know, the tax cuts for big businesses or whatever,
yeah,
they don't think that it's passed on to the
yeah.
But I think it is. I think we saw that a lot too. And they're trying right now. What is it? They're trying to extend the Bush tax cuts temporarily
mm-hmm.
because they work.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Who knows, yeah. You know, but they do need the money. I mean, our national deficit has increased so much that it's scary to even think about it. How many trillions of dollars. Mm. You know, we're in debt. I mean, look at a country that's so productive and so rich and stuff, and we're in fucking debt, you know?
Yeah. We have a lot of different issues in other countries, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of different reasons why we're in debt. It's very complicated. And
yeah, we spend more than we make. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but we have a certain level of, you know, immigration. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of entitlement programs as well. Mm-hmm. We have, there's so many things, mismanagement of money. I mean, there's tons of stuff. I mean, just looking at California, and I don't say it like I got it figured out, because I don't, but, you know, like Carly Farina, she was like, look, every entitlement program, or she says these programs are getting a 37% financial increase in funding each year, regardless if they meet their standards. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just waste, you know? And you've heard about that, I can't remember where it was in California. It was this sheriff of a town that was the smallest town, right? I think his income was somewhere around $300,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And it was one of these, he's just kind of under the radar type thing, and they got away with it. Now, is that everywhere? No. But there's probably a lot of examples of, you know, this pork and all this just fluff everywhere that's going unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. And I think that the government kind of has a lot of ways to, you know, things fall through the crack, or, you know, it's not being monitored.
Yeah. What the hell do we know, right?
I don't know. We don't know anything.
Yeah. But we do know about Facebook. Have you seen their new profile pages yet?
Uh-uh, what did they say?
Yeah, they have a new profile page now. It's a different layout. So you can choose to change it now, yours, mm-hmm. or you can just wait because they're rolling it out. So you could wait until they actually just change it for you.
Oh, so they're going to force us to change it?
Yeah, and some things about it are pretty cool, actually, if you look at it. At the top, they have a few pictures, and they take all the information from your info and put it together sort of like a sentence, you know? So,
oh,
for
really?
Example, yeah. So, for example, they have here, like, you know, Josh Wiseman, you know, software engineer at Facebook, lives in San Francisco, married to Kelly Wiseman, studied computer science at Stanford, speaks English. For media, so it's not new information. It's just that they put it all together, you know.
Oh yeah.
So they figure that way, when you land on someone new's, you know, page, then you can learn about them quickly, you know. But it's, you know, just like any change, it's a little confusing in the beginning. Mm. But I haven't changed mine yet because I don't know if you can change it back.
Oh really?
And I kind of like the way it is now, you know. I noticed also they don't. Well, I don't know if that's the case, but I looked at a couple of them, and they didn't have the, you know, when you have common friends with people?
Yeah, mutual friends.
Yeah, mutual friends. I didn't see that. So, but maybe it's just that particular person that I saw.
So it's your homepage or your profile page?
No, your profile page.
So how would I know what it looks like if I haven't opted in for it? It's not our
You can go to, I'll tell you where to go. Let me see if I remember, because it's not up here. I think it's like facebook.com/about/profile, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I'll look that up.
Try that and see. Yeah, I don't know why in this article they don't have it. But you know what you can also do if you're on Facebook? Just do a search, a new profile. And,
Yeah, you're right.
What am I right about?
You just search how to get a new profile. Mm. So anyway.
So yeah, so that's the case. Oh yeah, I was right. You see, facebook.com/about/profile.
We're going to look into
green,
those people.
There's a green button there that says get the new profile.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, yeah, every time Facebook makes a change, you want to know about it. And
no. This is just such a weird age, huh? The information technology, and everything's mm-hmm. there, and all your information's out there. And it's like you can either live like a hermit and try to never give out your personal information, mm-hmm. or you can just go with the flow and hope nobody falsely accuses you or steals your identity, or that the government tries to eat your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's like you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no such thing as privacy anymore, and it's really scary, you know, but that's why everybody should Google themselves and see what the hell's going on, you know. So thank goodness I don't have any personal information out there, you know, just like stuff, you know, that I'm that I put on the internet or whatever, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you're careful, you know, don't just go on websites and fill in information if you don't know what the hell you're doing.
I've done that so many times.
Have you?
I went to a job interview, and the lady took my license and made a copy of it. I found out later they're not allowed to do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And wow. I never got a phone call back from the thing. Mm. And it was kind of a sketchy job, too, so.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things where you're like, I hope nobody ever finds out that I'm here.
But, you know, I've heard of waiters that actually steal credit card numbers and stuff, you know, right there while
it's
they're
so
taking
easy
the
to
card
do.
From you.
It's
yeah.
so easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You could do it.
Yeah.
I would never do it.
So that's
still.
Yeah, I know. But that's scary, you know. You're giving someone your credit card. You don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah.
Pretty scary shit.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Well, we're going to have cell phones that you can just use your cell phone for everything. Use it to wipe your ass and to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Your cell phone. You don't know room for people because they're all on your cell phone.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I want to give a shout out to Fabian in Germany.
Fabian in Germany.
To us on the iPhone.
Oh, thanks, Fabian.
And he wrote me today, and I really appreciate this. He says, we're really entertaining. And there's no talk radio in Germany. I don't know what he means by that. It's hard for me to believe.
Really?
But, yeah.
I'm surprised at how many listeners we have, like, all over the world. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I kind of wonder. I'm like, why do they like us? Do you know, just because of the cultural differences and
yeah.
and I'm really impressed that they all know English and we don't know anything. Well, you know other
right.
languages, I don't.
Yeah. But no, I mean, English has become an international language, especially with the internet now. You know, I mean,
yes.
that's the official language of the internet. And but yeah, I mean, you know, give yourself a pat on your shoulder. I mean, we're pretty good, we're pretty funny, entertaining. That's why people tune in every day.
No, but it's
so
not
so we better be good.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's the international element of it. You're kind of
uh-huh.
like, I just don't know what's next. I mean, am I going to be able to walk out of my house? With,
yeah.
You know, I mean, where is this going?
Well, a lot of people, you know, that are, maybe they're Americans abroad and they really miss what's going on here. I remember when I lived in Israel for a year, I constantly wanted to know what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
So I would check out CNN and
yeah.
all the American sites, you know.
Yeah.
And that was actually the time when the OJ trial was going on. So I was really like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was really like into
No, I mean, I think it's definitely flattering. I don't mean it like, you know, why are they listening to us? I mean it more as if, you know, what appeal do we have when, you know, we live in different parts of the world. And
right. Well, people like Hollywood. They want to know what's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we give you very inaccurate information, so you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not inaccurate.
No. There's a million other shows that'll give you accurate politics. We don't need to do that as well.
No.
Just kind of shoot the breeze. We need to start bringing some more guests. You
yeah,
know, it kind of dried out.
It did. We before. Got a little bit lazy. We'll bring you guys
yeah.
guests. Relax. We'll get them in here.
Yeah. But
yeah.
it's amazing we have so much and so little to say.
Well, you know, we wing it. We wing it, people. We're not
yeah.
trying to fake the funk. We're trying to fake the funk. So I started my my online dating.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Wow. Even without my help.
Without your help.
Wow.
I'm not necessarily doing the highfalutin one, but I'm doing one which will remain nameless.
Uh-huh. Why, you don't want people to find you there? They might as well.
I mean, it's just... no.
You're putting yourself out there. Who do you care? What do you care who sees it? You know?
Well, for example, I mean, I've learned a lot from the dating in the past. I don't tell people I'm on a radio show anymore.
Okay.
I just say I'm in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And because I had one guy at one point a while back, he knew my first name and he's in computers. This
right.
is freaky.
Uh-huh.
And I said I was on I didn't even tell him it was internet. I said I was on a radio show.
Uh-huh.
Just based on my first name, he found out our show.
Right.
And I mean, I was trying to talk. I couldn't talk trash about him or anything when I came in. Not that I want to talk trash about people, but I like to let it all hang out on the radio.
Right.
And I think it's entertaining. And if, you know, I can't help it if somebody's gonna get their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
So they don't know. They don't know, you know, I don't even want them to know I'm on a radio because they could just search my name.
Yeah.
And it comes up.
That's true. Let me see what happens. Yeah, sure enough. If you put in Kira and then just LA radio, you know, just like, you know, because that's what he would have put in, you know. Okay, Kira, she's on radio in LA. You come up number one on Google.
What do you know?
What do you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I wonder if we just put in Kira and radio, if that's going to work.
Look at this.
What's going to happen
this
there?
This is very exciting for all the listeners as we're Googling my name.
No, if you just put in Kira and radio, you don't get that. You get K-A-R-A, which is a radio station.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, there you go.
But yeah, if you just look in Kira and not even the name of our station, but just radio in L.A. or L.A. radio, and you find it there. Definitely if you put in L.A. talk radio.
Yeah, it's on whatever. Okay, so basically I don't tell people that because I can't talk trash. Right. So I want you guys to know, though.
So you're going to have to give away a fake name, too. Give out a fake name.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, or I just don't tell them I'm doing radio, which I haven't told people. So there's this guy, right? Okay, so I've just been on a couple days.
Right.
And I put up all the photos that look, none of them are any professional. They're all just candid stuff.
Okay, good.
I wanted just to be really, you know, I do stand-up comedy. I wanted to be fun, and I'd actually much rather look a little bit more average looking, and then when they see me they're like, damn, versus like, you know what I mean, versus like they look at the photos and they're like, okay, you know, which I've actually never had that. It's always been a very, anytime I meet somebody and, you know, I'm made up, they're like, wow, you look great, or you look better than you do in photos. So I've never had that experience, but
right.
You know, I just figured it's better too, because I don't want it, if you have those really gorgeous shots out there, and one, I don't look like that every day, and two, I think guys are so visual, they get fixated on that image.
Exactly.
And it attracts a lot more people. You know what I mean? Because it's just a picture. You know, guys are just dumb anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, on Facebook, it's the same thing. You know.
Well, Facebook, I'm not there trying. Yeah, but on Facebook, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the fact that people don't put their real face up there.
Who cares?
And then you look at their other pictures, you're going, is this the same person?
Well, it depends. I mean, they're not. Maybe they're not there advertising to date somebody. They're just there. I mean, like.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so I think it's fine. But so back to. So every shot I have is it's fun. I'm doing something fun, and they're cute pictures, but they're really nothing major. They're just
right.
Cute. So again, my laptop was stolen, so I'm going off my friend Claire, my roommate. I'm going off on her computer, putting up photos,
right.
And we have tons of amazing photos. But her ass is in like half of pictures with me. I'm like, that bitch isn't gonna be. It's gonna be Kara, and none of the other friends are gonna be in this. So I'm using these obscure pictures, but they're fun.
Right.
And so this guy who super 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 good looking dude, cool, funny from what I can tell. He wants my number. So we exchange phone numbers. And,
oh, you did already, huh?
And he knew I went to a party a few nights ago, to a prohibition party. We dressed up in the 20s and stuff like that. I look so cool, guys. I had a black curly wig on, and I look like Betty Boop.
Uh-huh.
Because that's kind of 20s.
Right.
And a big feather in my hair. It was so cute. Anyway, he was like, oh, take pictures for me. And I was like, I'm going to be at a party. I'm not thinking of you. I'm going to be having fun. So the next day, he's like, oh, did you take some photos for me? And I was like, no, actually. And I'm kind of like... The 5 photos up there weren't enough. Like, I don't even know you.
You're
why
right.
would I? Because
guys are very visual.
Well, and true. he said
and shallow because we look.
And I know it. I said, well, you know, get to know the person, not the picture. Like, you know, and I'm not desperate, so I'm not gonna sit here and like take a personal photo shoot for this guy. And he said, well, you know, your pictures look great, but you can't really see your face very well because I don't have any up close shots, which he's actually true. They're you can't see it up close and personal.
Right.
And he said, you can never be too safe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so turned off at this point. I'm like, this is so tacky.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's so tacky that somebody really wants to know the dimensions.
Right.
And so so he calls me, because I said, listen, I'm not a texter. So he calls me, and we were just laughing really hard on the phone. There was chemistry. It was very funny. We had a great, funny conversation. And he's like, look, he goes, I've been burned in the past. I've gone out with girls that look nothing like their pictures. Or, you know what I mean, that thing. And I said, listen, I completely understand. But the reality is that, you know, it's really not... When you come at somebody with, I've been burned, now prove me wrong, it's really not my responsibility.
Exactly,
to
yeah.
jump. It's not my responsibility to jump through hoops to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I've got pictures up there. Either you're interested in meeting or not. And I said, you know what? It's cool. Either way, I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we were talking, and he was really charming and really funny, and he said, listen, I said, and as a woman, I said, it kind of feels like the same way if I were to say, hey, how's that 401k looking? What kind of car do you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
what restaurant are you going
to
take me to?
So you've got enough money in your bank account? Because I just want, you can't be too safe because, you know, I've been burned in the past and guys couldn't pay for the meal.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, how long is your penis? Can I get a length and girth on it? You know, like it feels probably the same way. It's a little bit degrading. It's like, anyway, so I ended up sending him a couple pictures.
You did?
Yeah, and he thinks I'm totally gorgeous and he wants to hook it up.
But, oh, okay, cool.
But it's funny. So what are you doing?
Okay. What am I doing?
This is Lady Gaga.
I kind of felt like listening to it.
Oh, I love the song.
Oh, God, you can name that song in two, you can name that tune in two notes.
Yeah,
huh?
Mama.
It's such a cool song. I've been listening to it.
Mama. That's the best intro. It's on my iPod. I listen. Ready? Here we go.
I wanna hold them like they do
okay.
In Texas.
Okay, all right. Can we listen to her?
Hold them, let them hit me, raise it. Baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with fate to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'll get him hard, show him what I got. Oh, 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 oh.
Get him hard,
oh,
huh?
Hot.
Hot?
Sounds
hard.
It's
an amazing song.
Where have you been? This song's old, but it's great.
I know it's old.
The Vogue of Ace.
But I like to listen to it. Does she have any good new ones?
She's coming out with a new album, which she said will be the best album of the decade.
I know, that's what I read.
I mean, I think she's a great pop artist, hands down. I mean, I don't agree.
She's
with
a performer. She's an entertainer. She's not just a singer.
She's a great artist. She's a great artist, and she gives you a lot. So I appreciate that from her.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about, the entertainer of the year the other day.
Yeah, I was like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
really?
So and she got Lady Gaga got only number 7. Which I couldn't really believe, you know?
Is that a joke?
No.
Here's the thing. This is what I think, because I am a diva and I can relate. Is when you're on the top and you're so bigger than life,
Right. There's
kind of a weird backlash that it can have. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be overexposed. Mm-hmm. And people want to feel like they're discovering you, not so much like you're being shoved down their throat. And I think that there was a time when Lady Gaga went from being hip, hot, cool, the newest everyone's talking about, to she's always there.
Right.
And it's not as exciting. It's like it becomes kind of commonplace and people become used to it.
Right.
You know? Uh-huh. And either way, she's still an amazing, amazing artist and performer, and I think hands down entertainer of the year.
Right.
It's not debatable in my book. You know?
No, not at all. Did you see her wearing this dress that looks like meat?
Oh yeah, duh. Where have you been, Sam? That's...
Yeah, well, I've been reading this in like Entertainment Magazine. I've never seen that, but I guess So now what they did is they took a Barbie doll and they put meat around her like a steak.
Uh huh.
So it looks like Lady Gaga. So that's not new either.
No.
Oh. You see, I'm just discovering her. What the hell?
Just like all that meteorology stuff where you're like, you need to get up on the news. I'm just like, look, this is
a bit old.
It's
just that most of the music today, I'm not really into it. But and then something like this comes out and I go, wait a minute. You know, I like it. But sometimes
her CD
it takes
is great.
A while.
Her CD is great to run to. It's really pumping.
Really?
Ma. Oh, man, it gets me going.
Yeah. So her other songs are cool, too?
Yeah, that CD is great. It's called Fame Monster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fame Monster.
You know?
Yeah. In fact,
very, very good.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I'll have to download it.
But yeah, entertainer of the year. I mean, she works her butt off. She just did so many amazing performances. I feel like she was so innovative and progressive, and she was constantly trying to outdo herself. I mean, there's just like, she's constantly, constantly on.
Right.
And, you know, her songs are fresh. They're fun. And, you know, I think she took pop and really revamped it.
Yeah.
And made it okay.
So all of songs like this kind of style, like Poker Face, you know,
kind
with
of,
a lot of synthesizer.
Kind of. I mean, some of them are a little more ballads. She has some ballads. But she's very cheeky. Like her lyrics and everything, it's like I kind of look at her as a really good comedian, too, because she's funny.
Oh, really?
Like her music is kind of funny and like she makes fun of stuff. Mm. Well, not fun, but she's kind of like funny and cheeky and like kind of making fun of stuff, I feel like. Mm. A little satirical and...
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she takes herself that seriously. I think she takes music seriously and art serious. But I think herself, I think she's kind of like,
yeah,
you know.
The lyrics are kind of like not so serious.
Well, I mean, some of them are, but I don't know. But she's just fun. She's really cute. It's like cute stuff. It's really cute lyrics.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys check it out. I'm sure, I mean, that she doesn't need my endorsement. The whole world should check her out.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, when you think of entertainer of the year and you think of, Taylor Swift doesn't even come on my radar.
No, huh?
But you did say that she had like one of the most downloads or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear of this song by Bruno Mars? Or is that kind of old too?
Which one? Is it Grenade? Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, I just discovered that because what I did is I went.
It's like such a cheesy song, but it's got that boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, you
boom,
see,
boom,
I never would have heard boom, it, but what I do sometimes, I go on Amazon or on iTunes and see what's the most downloaded.
Yeah.
And I figured these must be good songs, you know, so let me go online and listen to them.
He's got the funniest lyric because he's talking about this girl that won't, like, he would do anything for her, but she won't do anything for him. And he's then he's like, bad woman, mad woman. That's what you are. What does he say? Tell you that you love me, then tear the brakes right out my car. Bad woman, mad woman.
Let's see if we can find it. We'll play it.
I listened to that song this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you actually listened to it. Yeah. So it's still being played on the radio and stuff,
right? Yeah, Sam.
Okay.
Sam.
It's still on the radio. That's right, yeah, because I saw it like in the number one position. So I guess it has to be, huh?
Hey, relax. It's okay.
What the hell is this? I think that's a commercial. Okay, we'll let that play out for a second. I didn't realize, so YouTube, sometimes they put in commercials, not all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell that is, but I think here's the song.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take it all.
See, I kind of like this song.
It's so cheesy, the words, though.
Yeah.
I like the verses. Listen to this beat, 1 second.
Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you
all together, ready?
Understand is I'll get you grenade for your own.
Showing him pulling a piano. He's walking the street pulling a piano behind
him. Let me tell you the song I like right now.
Yeah.
It's fun. Katy Perry's newest song.
Oh, I heard of that. Is that pretty good?
I think it's called Fireworks.
Fireworks? Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I like that one. Fireworks. That's what we do today. We're just going to have music day.
Yeah.
Forget talk radio. These are fun guilty pleasure songs.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean, sometimes I enjoy this stuff, you know?
I think this is a sweet song, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
Firework. Yeah, I haven't heard it, but she's, like I said, she's doing very well. Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
Whoops. So much for YouTube. Cool, I like it already.
Yeah, turn up, I like it.
Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, cause there's a spark in you, and you just gotta ignite the light and live.
Cool, on the video they're showing fireworks coming out of her. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I think it's a really sweet song, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel like I just love it.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. The problem with the pop music, though, is this.
Yeah.
You just love the song the first 500 times you hear it.
Right.
And then it never goes away, and you hate the song.
Yeah.
The next 500
this
times.
This happened to me so many
Every
times.
Every song, I've like, oh my gosh, such a great jam. This is such a great jam. Such a great mm-hmm. jam. And then I'm like, get it off the radio. Let's yeah. move through. Let's cycle through this music. Let's get out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's top 40 format for you. You know what I mean? That's all they spin is top 40 songs.
I know.
And you hear them all the time.
Yeah, but my favorite artist is Florence the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's just,
Florence the Machine.
Let me tell you what. Yeah, Cosmic quick? Love is what you're gonna wanna put on.
Okay, Cosmic Love, Florence yeah. and the Machine. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, make sure you let it buffer so they can hear. This song is she's a real true artist, and it's outside the box, but it's still, you know.
Yeah. I never heard it before.
You turn that stuff up hardcore. I love the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we will. As soon as it starts friggin' playing.
No, it's playing. I heard it.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing about...
Here we go. Oh, no, that's it.
But it's buffering.
Okay, let it buffer. She okay. is an amazing artist. She won the British Choice Award before she even came out with an album.
Mm,
I think she
really?
I think she just had a few tracks that... And her tracks were like... They were featured in Twilight. They were featured in Jennifer's Body. Just... It's avant-garde a bit, but uh-huh. it's still so digestible and... it's not too out there, but she's just, it's so fresh. She's such a great artist. And
really?
She uses all of her voice, the high operatic stuff. And she uses, a friend of mine sent me a thing, said, oh, your music reminds me of hers. And then I listened to her and I got introduced to her and I got jealous of her.
Really? Like,
she's just amazing.
Wow.
Here we go. Turn this stuff up. Woo!
From your heart and landed in my arms.
The harp.
As it tore through the midnight, it's left me blind.
Here we go.
The stars and moon, they have all been blown out. You left me in the dark. No dawn, no day, I'm always in this twilight, in the shadow of your heart. And in the dark, I can hear your heartbeat. I try to find a song.
Yeah, it's a song you can't.
No, listen, it gets better. Go, turn up.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Hold on, this last part. This is the best part.
Get it, yeah. It looks pretty good. Not my style, but it's like I'm still waiting for the hook on this song.
It's an anti-chorus.
Yeah.
It's not your pop stuff.
Exactly. It's got a lot of different...
I don't think you could compare it, because it's much more... I feel like it's much more original. Like, pop
it's
music is
It's an intricate
is very,
song.
Yeah, pop music is a different formula. But she just... I mean, you hear the harp. There's that... Boom, 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 the star! Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, the moon!
No, I think this is a song you have to listen to a few times before you appreciate it.
I don't think so. Damn, I got it the first time.
Okay, good for you. It's all a question of taste, you know? You can't argue about that.
Yeah, huh? You can argue about anything.
No.
It's fun.
No. Anyway, so we did get some music today, which is cool. We got to start doing that more, you know?
Well, my friend, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to see you tomorrow, but I'm going to see you Saturday, too, because we're going to uh-huh. have some mimosas and Bellinis.
Yes, and... That's it. So, everybody, thank you all for joining us, whether you're in Germany, in the United States, or anywhere
else. We love
on this
you
planet.
All.
We love you
to
all.
To my German friend, here we go. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft. I'm von Vogt. That is it. That is it.
Thank you for that. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.